are listening to a practical poetry podcast with Dale Byron. That's me. And this is the place where you come to find new poems, new ideas about poetry, new poems for inspiration, of course, new poems to help heal and to remember, sometimes to remember things that we don't even know that we've forgotten, or to understand things that we did not know that we knew until we hear just the right poem. Poems for the rest of us is what I like to say. And if you saw the title of today's episode, which is In Celebration of Silence, then you know a little bit about the territory that we are going to tackle today. And I've got a number of interesting quotes from some famous people and poets. One that I'll tease you with right off the bat is by Langston Hughes. He said, "I catch the pattern of your silence before you speak." I catch the pattern of your silence before you speak. That's Langston Hughes who said that. So let's talk a little bit about our subject today. You know, I've got a poem that I actually wrote earlier this year, and as I said, a number of quotes. We're going to kind of dig into this, but I don't know if your experience is a little bit like mine or if your experience is like mine. You know, I've tasted small bits of meditation and the silence that goes along with that, the gifts that come from meditation, but I also find myself kind of falling off the regular meditation practice wagon, as the old saying goes. I find myself getting into meditation for a while, but then for some reason kind of falling out of the practice. So I thought I was going to do a kind of, an inquiry about silence, and I thought maybe to think about and to feel about this business of silence, that it may be a way to take it out of the abstract for me and hopefully for you, and bring it into a kind of love for silence and a draw for silence. So let's jump right in. And let's begin by working with this little piece that I wrote again earlier this year, and I simply called it Silence. It goes like this. Words cannot create silence. Words cannot create silence. Yet from silence, they are born. Words cannot create silence. Yet from silence, they are born. It is in silence we begin to slow, then surf our mind's expanses, helping us to unseparate ourselves, like an ocean wave cleaved from Mother Ocean is free, and yet always a tethered oneness. This is also where love can enter through a certain portal. Unseen, but ever there, in such places of silence, more easily it seems, which begins to take on a depth and height of its own, and then a weight as we feel ourselves growing lighter and lighter each day. A silence that allows us to hear something, or everything, really. Different. Not even sound, but image, its rough feeling greater than seeing. Strangely enough, and beyond what we could have ever heard or seen. Without these breath-born tools, these magic words, and yes, each a gift made from silence. and yes, each a gift made from silence. The great poet William Butler Yeats once said of silence, he said, "Speech after long silence, it is right. Speech after long silence, it is right." William Butler Yeats. You know, I was thinking that I may have actually inherited an aversion to silence, even though through meditation and having small tastes of those gifts, as I've said, I'm attracted to it, and I sort of understand on one level the gift that silence is. And yet, I do seem to have a built-in aversion. I was looking at some old grade school reports from, I mean, I'm talking years ago, my own grade school days, and the most common teacher refrain, you know how they used to do they'd have a little written comment, and then your parent would write the comment back. Well, they would almost always say, I saw this over and over again, that Dale is a, you know, a reasonable student, a good student, you know, depending on what year, yet he talks way too much. Now, I will say that as I looked at these reports from my grade school years, I did have a tendency to do a little better as the year went on with both my academics and my being able to be silent a little bit more often. Also, I wanted to bring a quote by the Jim Yerman, who said, "The silence of the darkness on my early strolls, the silence of the darkness on my early strolls is as close as I have ever come to experiencing nature's soul." Nature's soul. I thought that was a wonderful quote. It says, "Lately, the essence of silence has been lost." Here's another quote by Laura Arwin. "Lately, the essence of silence has been lost. It is a pity." It is a pity. And I think that as well. So, again, silence. Silence. Words cannot create silence, yet from silence they are born. It is in silence we begin to slow, then surf our mind's expanses, helping us to unseparate ourselves like an ocean wave cleaved from Mother Ocean is free and yet always a tethered oneness. This is also where love can enter through a certain portal, unseen but ever there. In such places of silence, more easily it seems, which begins to take on a depth and height of its own and then a weight, as we feel ourselves growing lighter and lighter each day. A silence that allows us to hear something or everything, really. Different, not even sound, but image, its rough feeling greater than seeing, strangely enough, and beyond what we could have ever heard or seen without these breath-borne tools, these magic, magic words. And yes, each a gift from silence. Well, the amazing philosopher, teacher, Krishnamurti once said, "Silence can only come when the mind is no longer in conflict, no longer in conflict, no longer in any way tortured or twisted, no longer has any bias and isn't crowded." That was Krishnamurti who said that. And finally, a last quote is a kind of famous quote from Pascal, and many have, you may have heard this one, of course. It says, all human unhappiness comes from not knowing how to stay quietly in a room. Pascal, all human unhappiness comes from not knowing how to stay quietly in a room. So, as you go about your daily work and travels and all of the above, this might be, this inquiry into silence may be helpful, if you're like me, to help you be more attracted to the great gift and what can come out of silence, and how we might be able to be helped by silence. And again, I love the idea that language itself springs from this place of silence. Okay, we have come to the end of this episode. Thank you so much for your listening ear. I hope you've enjoyed the poem and the quotes and the ideas here today. So until next time and next poem, please, please take good care of yourself.